My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, almost 10 years ago, on March 19, 2013, the Feast of Saint Joseph, Pope Francis was formally installed as the Supreme Pontiff of the billion-strong Catholic Church. In the few days ahead of his pontificate, Pope Francis had amazed millions of people for his humility and simplicity. A case in point was when he went back to his Vatican-owned hotel near Plaza Navona to pay his bill and collect his luggage. Being Vatican-owned, Pope Francis could have just sent his orderlies to get his bags and ask for the bill charged to the account of the Holy See, but he would have none of that. Later, he took a bus with other cardinals as they moved to another place within the Vatican. At that moment, at that year, I felt a torrent of blood circulating with glee in my body as his being chosen as the new vicar of the church. And I believed it is God's will, God's initial step at reforms in our beloved church, with reminders to those of those basic truths that are lost all amongst us on earth, the truths are traits of humility, simplicity, servanthood, godliness, love for the poor and the needy. Several accounts about the Pope's work as priest, bishop, and cardinal show that he shuns pomposity and grandeur, not only in church rites, but more specifically in his lifestyle. He has been consistently described as simple and humble and carries his work in a low-profile manner. My dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to think that throughout his whole life, Pope Francis has been imitating Jesus as model of service and love. As humble and simple obedient servant to the Father, and as being master, loving master and love, Lord, especially to the poor and the needy. And this brings us to Jesus' words in today's gospel. He says, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." And this raises us questions. What does it mean to be humbled? Does it mean to put ourselves down? Does it mean to think little of ourselves? Does it mean to deny our true worth or to belittle it? My dear brothers and sisters, not at all. Humility is more positive. Humility is far more beautiful than that. Humility is not thinking little of ourselves or putting ourselves down, or denying our true worth. Quite contrary, it is not thinking about ourselves at all. My dear brothers and sisters, humility is living as Jesus lived, not with our focus on ourselves, but with our focus on others. It is imitating Jesus, who said, "The Son of Man did not come to be served, he came to serve." Here's a simple story. It's a story so simple that it might help us understand what is to be humble servant of the Lord. And told by Mary Toniman, I read the story word for word. On Holy Thursday, as our parish priest tucked a towel around his waist in preparation for washing of the feet of the 12 parishioners, a vision of another man flashed before my eyes. I have seen another man tucked towel around his waist many times, preparing to cook for his large family, to bathe the children, wash dishes, whatever needed to be done. A very ordinary man with gentle hands who could remove the tangles from a little daughter's hair, clean up a skinned knee, remove an ouchy splinter. A loving man, a loving father. Once I saw him getting ready to scrape the huge aluminum trays in the kitchen of a local restaurant whose owner had generously given it over to fellow parishioners to a fundraising breakfast. As the man was scrubbing away, a waitress stopped by, looked down and said, "That's not man's job." The man kept on working with quiet dignity. Now in his senior years, he continues to be a thoughtful servant by doing the heavy housework, washing dishes, anything to help lighten the load. I know where my husband of 40 years gets his quiet dignity. As I discovered on that Holy Thursday, he has been imitating Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, love is always like that. When, for example, someone falls ill, the person who loves him will perform the most menial service and delight to do them, because love is like that. Sometimes men feel that they are too distinguished to do the humble things, too important to do some menial task. Archbishop Fulton Sheen once wrote that although we have Jesus' example of the washing of the disciples' feet as a model of service and love, it is difficult to find people today fighting for the towel. Is it true of us? What are some of the lowly jobs at home and at work we avoid because we feel they are beneath our dignity? My dear brothers and sisters, the story of the Pope as a humble and simple Pope, and the story of this simple, humbled husband are living examples of what Jesus did in the gospel. They are living examples what Jesus means in another gospel when he says, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." They are living examples of what Jesus means when he says, The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. They are living examples of the power and the beauty of the virtue of humility when lived out courageously in a truly Christian life. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus wants those he loves and who are near to him to become servants in their turn. To render service with humble love. And this is the invitation of Jesus that holds out to you and to me here this Sunday. Let me close by reflecting prayerfully on those inspiring words about humility in the letter to the Hebrews. I quote, "My sons and daughters, conduct your affairs with humility, and you will be loved more than a giver of gifts. Humble yourselves more, and you will find favor with God." Amen.